Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I would direct your attention this morning to a couple of verses from the 14th chapter of Exodus. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Well, we're about 4 weeks from the end of another quarter. And I know there may be some among you who indeed enjoy this cold and the snow and all the stuff that comes along with it, and for you I'm happy. But there are some among us at least, and maybe it's a sign of age or whatever it is, but one of the things that we find in general is that this in some ways is a tough quarter. Tough because very often you're stuck inside. We're blessed with sunshine today, but people claim that Fort Wayne is particularly gloomy and cloudy. Maybe more a mental attitude than a meteorology phenomena. But at least it is a tough time at times to be here. We find depression very often setting in. And some of you are already struggling with midterms. It has dawned on you that you only have 3 or 4 weeks to get those papers in that you've been procrastinating with. And all of that amidst other kinds of uncertainties and just the rigors of going to school. You remember where our text comes from, I hope. Israel found themselves in an absolutely impossible situation. The Passover had taken place. They had encamped near the Red Sea. Fortresses on one side. Rocky crag hills on the other side, and the Egyptians with Pharaoh at the head bearing down on them from the rear. Now, one would have to admit that looked like a pretty impossible situation. They phrased it in a rather interesting way. They said to Moses, weren't there any graves in Egypt that you brought us out here to die? Now, I would guess, by the way, that some of you have voiced similar things, maybe not in those words. But when things really got rough going here at the seminary, and you almost felt it was your demise, that you thought, were there no graves in my hometown that I had to come to the seminary to die? Or perhaps this would be an appropriate thing to think about after you get that first call in your hands. I can remember, for example, when my son-in-law was placed from here, it took us 15 minutes to find it on a good Rand McNally atlas. And I'm sure apparently on first blush, he might have been tempted to say, were there no graves at the seminary that you brought me out here to die? And so there are times in which we indeed feel the press of what's going on in our lives. And so I would ask you this morning, what are the Egyptians in your life today? What are the Egyptians in your life today? Are they grades and papers, tests, readings that seem virtually impossible to accomplish. Someone totals them up. A student told me the other day, and good grief, if they do the readings for the prof, they've got to read 2,500 pages. Now that looks like an Egyptian bearing down very, very quickly. For some of you, your Egyptian might have a second name of finances. Always a concern for some students. And indeed, it disrupts family lives at times. It disrupts your concentration here at the seminary. And you just think there is simply no way out. Family, children, and yes, I guess I can say without equivocation, for some of us at least, grandchildren. When we look at the culture and the age and the time and the place, the environment in which we raise our children, live ourselves, and even fear for our grandchildren, at times it looks like that impossible situation. And I could go on with the insecurities of this world and how at times they seem to overwhelm us. And of course, most importantly, comes the Egyptian named sin. That sin that so easily besets us, crowds in on us, worries us. We don't know where to turn. And perhaps that's when we need most to hear that second verse that I read. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. You need only to be still. And in that stillness, recognizing that it doesn't depend on you at all. Just as the children of Israel were helpless to do anything about their situation since they couldn't go up. And so also we find ourselves in a helpless situation to do anything about that sin. But you know, as the children of Israel, by the power of God, crossed the Red Sea on dry land, I would suggest to you that the waters parted for us also when we came through the waters of baptism. And the waters of baptism were indeed a deliverance. And when we look back now without over-analogizing, we indeed see the corpses of the enemies, just as the children of Israel saw the corpses of the Egyptians. Think of what it means in terms of our sins. These words. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Let me rephrase that. The sins that you see today, you will never see them again. Because the Lord says, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from you. And as incomprehensible perhaps that it is that an all-knowing God could say to us, I remember your sins no more. And in that then we have a new life in Christ. Because indeed we were raised from the baptismal death to the baptismal life. And we have new life in Christ. as his children and as his saints. And it is then that we can confidently say with Paul in Romans 8, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is it that condemns? Jesus Christ, who died, more than that, he was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, we are considered that in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wonderful passage from Romans 8. And when those times come, be it finances or coursework or whatever that seems to overwhelm you, remember, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then, having passed through the baptismal waters, as the children did through the Red Sea, then we can participate also in the song and the hymn that they sang when they got on the other side. Just one verse. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. In Jesus' name, amen.